number 11,154, Bob and Margot Cavada Norton, north of Row 342A, Sussex Road, north of Dover Road, being Lot 9, Section A, within Indian River Acres Development, a variance in the side and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Greg Hastings. I'm acting as agent for the Nortons this evening.
You'll need to be sworn in then, sir.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record.
Greg Hastings, 434 Delaware Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
The Nortons have requested this variance this evening primarily due to the circumstance they've found themselves in. They own this small dwelling, and they wish to do some major renovation to their dwelling, and it is a summer cottage. And they have discovered, upon my counsel, if you will, that there is a FEMA regulation that states if you do 50% more construction, the value of the building structure itself, then you must comply with FEMA regs. The existing floor elevation of this dwelling sits below the base flood elevation. So therefore, they need to lift this house to approximately 2 feet. Looking at the survey before you, you see that the left side property line is encroaching approximately a foot. When I called Lawrence Lank to inquire if the variance was needed, he said, once upon a time, it wasn't. But apparently, the codes, regs changed, and that's why we're before you this evening. The folks simply want to do some renovation to the house, meet the FEMA requirements. They need to lift the house in the exact same footprint, but raise the house three courses, approximately three and a half courses.
So your construction's going to be 50% more than the market value of your home, is that correct?
Appraised value of the structure, yes.
Okay. So you'll have to meet the FEMA, and you're what, 8.4 now or something? 8.4, and that doesn't meet that. You need 8.
No, but the current floor is 4.
Is 4?
Please, let me find it.
Top of the next higher floor is 8.4,
I'm sorry,
I believe.
6.4.
Okay, sorry, and the bottom floor is 3.3, so you do have to come up to meet the 8 point.
AE8.
AE8, okay.
Right.
And you're going to raise it so how much, just to meet that or higher than that?
Well, they're considering three courses. That's going to be 2 feet, and that will put the old floor at 8.4 elevation.
Okay.
And they may go another course.
Mm-hmm. So can you address the standards for us, please?
I'm sorry?
Address the standards for us for granting a variance you have in front of you there. Would you do that, please?
Address the standards?
Mm-hmm.
For granting a variance. You explain why you wanted the variance and need the variance. Now you have to just go through that, too.
Can you fill these out?
Well, I don't know that you consider it absolute hardship, but FEMA does have their criteria.
It would, if FEMA says it's a hardship, it will be.
Yeah, if what FEMA says, FEMA, you know.
Did you want a copy of what's submitted with the application?
Doesn't have that?
No, I have it here.
Okay.
Okay.
You can start with number one, the uniqueness. And go right down, if you would, please.
Do you want me to read what I have here?
Why don't you explain to us those five, if you can?
Well, the uniqueness is it currently encroaches the 10-foot setback.
Okay.
And as I explained, the criteria of FEMA is it needs to be lifted to meet that AE8 elevation.
Okay.
So the county is requiring 10-foot setback. So therefore, in order to raise a house in the current envelope, the current position, that's why we're here tonight.
Okay.
B?
There was no comment in B. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? Well, it encroaches. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity of the zoning ordinance without a variance? If and when it is lifted, it's going to continue to maintain the same setback that you see in that survey.
Okay.
No more, no less. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? They wish to improve the property, the structural integrity of the property, to conform with FEMA's regs, yes.
Okay.
Has a difficulty being created by the applicant? If not, please explain. The situation has existed for 50-some years.
Okay.
Effect on the surroundings? Will the variance alter the central character of the neighborhood? No. Would variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Could. Special use exemption, will the X?
No, you're okay.
No, you're
fine. You're right there.
Okay.
Mr. Hastings, how long has that house been there?
50 plus.
Yeah, 50 plus. Because the current owner inherited it from her parents. Her parents bought it, I believe, back then, some 50-some years ago.
Okay.
I believe that's the story.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
No? Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
And Mr. Callaway, no. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant's convinced me that he meets the standards for granting a variance. The situation, as I see it, is unique because the only thing the applicant wants to do is improve the existing dwelling. But the federal government says that in order to do that, he's got to raise it. And the county says that it then it's no longer nonconforming and requires a variance. So therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property and improving it. That situation obviously wasn't created by the applicant, and we didn't hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood, be a detriment to public welfare, and it hasn't been, or we didn't hear testimony as to such, so therefore it won't. And what he's asking for is a minimum to afford relief and make a motion we approve case number 11,154.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,154. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,154 is approved at this time, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.